Dave, Kevin Fitch has been in touch. I love this one. He says, would dimples on planes make them more aerodynamic? He's thinking of the golf ball analogy, turning a plane into the flying equivalent of a golf ball.
So that's a really, really interesting question. So golf balls have dimples because if you had a perfectly smooth golf ball and you hit it really hard, what happens is you get really big swirls of air coming off the back of it. The air kind of detaches quite just after it's got around the first half of the ball, and it detaches and you get these big swirls out the back of it, and that causes a lot of drag. Now, if you have the dimples, what it does is create small swirls, which actually tend to mean that the air detaches from the ball later. And that means that actually you get less drag overall, so the ball goes faster and further. Now, planes normally are in a very different regime. They've carefully designed their wings, so you don't get very much turbulence off the top. And in fact, when you are starting to get this kind of turbulence, it's detachment of the airflow. It's called a stall. That's normally something which you want to try and avoid. And so mostly when you're flying, dimples would just give you a bit more drag and make it worse. However, if you're about to stall, actually having dimples can be useful. And in fact, planes do have things like dimples. They're called vortex generators. And these are little kind of fins attached to the front of the wing. And they can delay the stall a bit so that the planes can fly slightly slower and land slower and land on shorter airfields and things like this. But most of the time, you don't need them and not all planes have them.
Thanks very much, Dave.